Though South Africa, in 2023, and New Zealand, in 2009 and AMP, 2010, have featured in the final before, neither have gone on to wear the coveted crown. Thus, there will not only be a new champion but also for the first time since 2016, a team other than Australia will emerge as winners. Besides, winning the trophy is going to be path-breaking for either side, as both their men's teams have never won an ICC World Cup. It's not going to be easy for South Africa as New Zealand have gone from strength to strength after losing to Australia in the league stage, and the way they defended a small target against West Indies in Sharjah on Friday, will give them ample confidence going into the title clash, and besides, they have an edge over South Africa, having won 11 of the 15 T20 first games played between the two. But it's been much closer in the T20 World Cups. Kiwis have won 3 of the 5 contests, while the Proteas won the other 2. Going by the performances in the tournament, both teams are at an even keel, and the New Zealand women's rugby team have won 6 of the 9 World Cups so far, and all-rounder Amelia Kerr says the team wants to take a cue from them and inspire the next generation. Black Ferns, our women's rugby team, made the World Cup final. After that, so many young girls and boys want to start playing rugby. So, to be a team that's now playing in the final, having the chance to win a World Cup, I think, is going to inspire so many kids back home, Kerr said about the significance of the final.